So let's review. Today's daf began by continuing the topic of the previous daf regarding saying the nighttime Shema during the period between Alois HaShachar dawn and Netzach Chama sunrise. Our Gemara concludes with a ruling from Rabbi Acha ben Reb Chanina, who said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi that Kedai Reb Shimon Lismechalov, that we most certainly may rely on Reb Shimon ben Yechai, who holds that if one did not say the nighttime Shema before dawn, he may do so after dawn, as long as he waits until after sunrise to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. The Gemara then goes on to explain the exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and his sons recorded in the Mishnah. Maisa Shabo Bonav Mebes HaMishta. Upon returning home late one evening from a banquet, past midnight, Rabbi Gamliel's sons asked him if they may still recite Kriya Shema. He answered them that even the Chacham who hold that Shema must be said before midnight would agree that Min HaTorah, the Zman of Kriya Shema, is really the entire night, and that it was the Chacham who enacted the midnight deadline Kedei Laharchik Adam Min HaAveira, in order to distance a person from sin. Therefore, even the Chacham would agree that if one was unable to say Shema before midnight, he should say it afterwards, as the mitzvah Min HaTorah requires. The Gemara once again returns to our Mishnah. Hektur Chalavim Veivarim Mitzvasin Natshiyal Amorah Shachar. The Gemara wants to know why the Karban Pesach was not included in our Mishnah, since its time frame is similar to that of Hektur Chalavim Veivarim and of Kriya Shema. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, who holds that Min HaTorah Mitzvasin Yad Chatzais. The Karban Pesach must be eaten before midnight, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is not similar to the cases mentioned in our Mishnah, which Min HaTorah permitted the entire night. Rabbi Kiva, however, disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds that Min HaTorah mitzvasa yachiyala mara shachar. The Karban Pesach may indeed be eaten until dawn, and that it was the Chacham that allowed only until Chatzais. Rabbi Abba later in the Gemara explains their machlokes as follows. Redemption from Mitzrayim happened in two stages. The first stage was right after midnight, when the Egyptians panicked during Makkas Bechayris and urged the Bnei Yisrael to leave immediately, as the Pasuk says, Hotziach Hashem in Mitzrayim Laila. The second stage was in the morning, when they actually left, as Hashem wanted them to leave only in the morning, in broad daylight, as the Pasuk says, Mimachras HaPesach Yotze Bnei Yisrael Biyad Remah. The Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim the morning after the Pesach with upraised hands. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the first stage is referred to as chipazin, meaning chipazin de Mitzrayim. And this is what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, V'achaltam oisa b'chipazin, that you shall eat the Karban Pesach b'chipazin until midnight. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Pasuk is referring to when the Bnei Yisrael actually left Mitzrayim, and calls that time chipazin, meaning chipazin de Yisrael. And therefore he holds that Min HaTorah the Karban Pesach may be eaten until the morning. The Gemara then continues with the topic of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and goes on to explain the Pasuk, Hashem told Moshe, please speak to the people and tell them to request gold and silver vessels from the Egyptians. Hashem had to beg Moshe, as it were, to tell the Jews to take out gold and silver to ensure that he fulfills his promise that he made to Avram, they will be taken out of Egypt with great wealth. As it turns out, the Jews were all too happy to believe Mitzrayim themselves and were not that interested in gold and silver. And also they did not want to have to carry the extra burden. Therefore, they had to be coaxed to take out gold and silver with them. The Gemara then explains why the word Eke is mentioned three times in one single pasuk. It says in the pasuk, V'yomer Elokim al Moshe, Eke asher Eke, V'yomer Koy Soyma lebnei Yisrael, Eke asher lachani aleichem. First Hashem says to Moshe, Eke asher Eke, which the Gemara explains to mean, I was with the Jews in this godless of Mitzrayim, and I will be with them in their other exiles. Then the pasuk ends with, Eke shalachane aleichem, which the Gemara explains that Moshe argued before Hashem, Dailet zar b'shaita, is it not enough for them to deal with a problem as it arises? Why should we worry them about future exiles at this point? Hashem answered Moshe, only tell them the first expression of Eke, which alludes to their current redemption only, but do not repeat the second expression of Eke to them agreeing, so to speak, with Moshe Rabbeinu. The second Mishnah of the Masechta begins with, Me'im esay karin neshma b'shachas. When is the earliest time we could say Shema in the morning? The Tanakhama says, Mishiyakar bin Tcheles lelovin, that the earliest time is at some point after dawn, when there is enough light to distinguish between blue wool and white wool. Eliezer says, Mishiyakar bin Tcheles lekarti, between blue and green. And until when can one say the Shema? The Tanakhama says, Ad hanetz, until sunrise. And Yeshua says, Ad shesh loit shlois, until the third hour of the day, which would be 9 a.m. on a perfect 12-hour day. After the Gemara brings several other views on this matter, Abaye concludes that the halach is that one should say Shema right before sunrise, so that it could be Seimech Geulah Tefillah, which means so that it could say Shema with the accompanying bracha of Gal Yisrael immediately prior to Shemoneh Esrei, right? whose ideal time is at sunrise, kivasikin, as was the custom of a group of very humble and devout men who were known as vasikin, the devout ones. After the Gemara brings a source from a pasuk for the concept of Seimach Geula Tefillah, the Gemara tells us of the great benefit of doing so. In fact, Rabbi Yossi ben Eliakim testified in the name of Kehillat Kaddisha de Yerushalayim, the holy congregation of Yerushalayim, that calls Seimach Geula Tefillah in an Izzik Kol Hayom. Whoever says Shema right before Shemayne Esrei at sunrise will not be harmed all day. The Gemara asks, how is it possible to say Shema and the Bracha Gol Yisrael right before Shemayne Esrei, when Rabbi Yochanan ruled that one must say the pasuk Hashem Safase Tiftach before Shemayne Esrei? Rabbi Ashi answers that Kivin Tekavur Abana B'Tfilah K'Tfilah Richtadami. Since the rabbis instituted that one should say Hashem Safase Tiftach at the beginning of Shemayne Esrei, it is considered as part of Shemayne Esrei itself. Similarly, says the Gemara, the bracha of Hashkivenu that we say during Ma'ariv between the bracha of Gol Yisrael and Shemayne Esrei is not considered as an interruption between Gula and Tefillah, because once the rabbis instituted that the bracha of Hashkivenu shall follow the bracha of Gol Yisrael, it is considered as Gula Richta, one long bracha of Gula, and it is therefore not considered Hefsik. The Gemara then notes that the pasuk of Yiyu L'Ratz Nimri Fi, which we say at the end of Shemayne Esrei, could just as well have been said at the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. However, as Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi explained, since David HaMelech himself said this pasuk only after 18 parakim of Tehillim, therefore we too say this pasuk only after the 18 brachas of Shemayne Esrei. The Gemara then asks, but the pasuk actually appears at the end of the 19th parak of Tehillim, not the 18th. The Gemara answers by citing several proofs that the first two parakim are really one parak that was later divided into two, and thus the 19th parak that appears in our version of Tehillim is actually the 18th parak.